Team Ireland is celebrating. Of course, I am sure today and right through the night after this historic win for Kelly Harrington last night, a second gold medal, and nowhere were the celebrations more intense than in Portland Row in Dublin's North Inner City, her home turf. And Josh Crosby, our reporter, is there for us. Josh, what is the atmosphere like?
Kieran, they say people can be the talk of the town. Well, Kelly Harrington is the talk of the country right now, as we know. And at the very core of Kelly mania, I suppose, if you like, is Portland Row. There are flags and bunting on all the lampposts, even every corner, as you make your way towards this part of the city, has some type of flag supporting Kelly. The shop windows have her posters, and some of the bins have even been painted gold. It's like St. Patrick's Day down here. The win has given the whole country a lift, but this area in particular is on a high. I've been meeting with her neighbours and fans throughout the day, but I think we'll start now at one of her biggest fans, and that is, of course, her dad, Christy. I met him just outside their home house, and you can really hear it in his voice that they're still on cloud nine and the real celebrations have not even started. Chrissy says he's as proud as he can be.
Yeah, it's all sinking in now. It's great. It's just, it's magic. It's just magic. I was talking to her this morning, early this morning, and she's flying. She's tired. She wants away from the limelight, if you know what I mean. It's not going to happen, is it? I don't think she realised the magnitude of this, you know, the effect it has on people. Is,
when I met her in Dublin Airport after the last Olympics, I asked her how would she like to enjoy the celebrations, and she said a cup of tea and a few biscuits. So
that's it, yeah. That's,
will that be the same again, or how do you think she'll relish this win?
Well, if she brings the biscuits, we'll make the say. Be no problem. Yeah.
And there's talks of retirement. Is that just a step back from amateur boxing, or?
Yeah, no, hopefully it's retirement, yeah. There's no more to do. Done it. That's it. All over the world. I'm getting texts out my sister in England, and the corn whore, the Queen of Ireland now. So stuff like that, you know. But all our fans around Ireland are great, and from the cradle all the way up, the fans.
All right, that is Christy, Kelly Harrington's very, very proud dad, as Josh describes them. Did you speak with anyone involved in the actual boxing community there, Josh?
I did, Kieran. So I popped into Corinthians Boxing Club, and this is where Kelly's boxing career would have started out. The 34-year-old first trained here when she was around 14, 15, and it was here where the love of the sport would have been carved out initially, and I suppose her talents would have been spotted from a young age. So you can imagine the sense of pride they have here now in the club. I was showing she's donated some of her trophies to the gym, and she's really an inspiration to the young members, Kieran. We'll hear from some of her young fans soon. I met with Stephen Malloy, who's a coach at Corinthians. He said they have around 80% boys, 20% girls. But after this win, the inquiries are going through the roof.
Great for the young kids in the area to see Kelly, like double Olympic champion. What more can you ask for?
When you say double, what's the level of interest like from women and young girls in the sport now?
Oh, well, I've a list the length of my arm now at the moment with young kids, mothers and fathers coming up to me and asking me, can the kids join? We have to wait and see now and get them in, and the big numbers coming.
Is there enough coaches to go around?
Oh, we'd have to get the volunteers in, the coaches in, and more funding is the most important thing.
When did you kind of see that Kelly had something different, that she had that spark, just being around the club? What was it that you said, this woman's going places?
Yeah, well, the lads used to train her, Kevin and the lads that was here, and when she came in as a 14-year-old, they knew that she was different. She wanted to get in the ring, she wanted to spar where the other girls were a little standoffish. Kelly wanted to get in the ring and fight. Kelly is just an ordinary Joe Soap. Well, you'll see Kelly in 6 weeks' time down the local shop in her flip-flops, getting her messages. Like, that's what makes Kelly special. She's real down to earth, and that's brilliant for the kids in the area.
When you talk about sport, what does it do for the people that are coming in here to Corinthians? I suppose people say a lot about discipline in boxing. Like, what does it do for the community to have a figure now that's encouraging more people into sport?
Yeah, well, this club, Corinthians, it's not about getting champions. It's about kids coming up and enjoying themselves, expressing themselves. They could be feeling a bit shy in skill, where they come up here and feel, express themselves, which is fantastic. That's what we're about. We're all about is letting the kids come in, enjoy themselves, and then hopefully one day we get an Olympic champion.
And look, there's been a view shared for many years that boxing doesn't get the recognition, the investment that it might deserve. Do you think now, after Kelly making history last night, will it change, and what do you want to see change?
Well, we struggled for years to get a female toilet, and we struggled for years and like the funding and the people to come on board and sort us out. But we're getting there slowly but surely. But this now, with Kelly being like top news, like all over, or not only in the inner city, like it should push the club on and push all other clubs on in boxing.
All right, that's interesting. Stephen Malloy from Corinthians Boxing Club, making a lot of points. I heard Michael Carruth making when I was out with him in Drimna Boxing Club last week about kind of facilities and a perceived lack of support. What's the plan, Josh, in terms of a homecoming? Do we know when she's coming back?
So not exactly, no. I don't know, is that being kept under wraps a small bit, or will it be kind of a small affair until the main homecoming on Monday? So I was around talking to her neighbours, trying to get a sense of what the plans are for the homecoming. There's talks she wants to walk down Portland Row with the medals instead of on an open-top bus like the last time. And I suppose this is a sign of how humble the woman is. We keep hearing this from everyone here in the area saying how approachable she is. She's down to earth. And even though she's made history in Irish sports, she just wants to carry on as normal. And look, to be fair, it has to be said, we saw that with the rowers yesterday, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy just strolling through Dublin Airport like a breeze. But what I've been told is that there will be a homecoming event on Monday for the entire Team Ireland at around 12:30, 1 o'clock on O'Connell Street. Now, I don't know the finer details of where the stage will be set up, but one would only imagine it'll be near the GPO. Let's take a listen to some more local reaction by those involved with the community. First up is Helena Kelly from the Ballybock Gaz for Maz.
Absolutely electric. I suppose Kelly's always been our golden girl. She had nothing to prove. She said this medal was for herself, and she certainly proved to herself. She embodies great hope in people, and she's an amazing ambassador for this community.
And since the last Olympics, what does it do for women's sport then? You're involved in the local club here. Like, it might not necessarily have to be boxing, but does it encourage more people to sign up and lead a healthy lifestyle?
Absolutely. I suppose Kelly's at the height of her sport. We get off the couch and we go down to train, you know, but it just shows that sport has no bounds. And in fairness, Kelly kind of shows to us what you can achieve.
Neil Rain, councillor, Dublin North Inner City.
And Neil, you went all out last night with the big screen, the dancing, great atmosphere around the area.
Well, in fairness to Dublin City Council and the local councillors, we really pushed the boat out even today. We don't know when Kelly's coming home, but
how do you think things will proceed now for the week? Because I've heard that she might opt for walking rather than an open top bus.
Well, walking down Portland Road mightn't be an option because, as you know, it's a very busy road, but one thing's for sure, we will be doing something for Kelly. We'll be acknowledging what she did, and we'll be just showing her how much the community appreciate what she did. Whatever happens, it's going to be big. It might be in Diamond Park again, some sort of walk down from maybe the Five Lamps down to Diamond Park, but we might get the old Pope Mobile out of storage and put her in that or whatever. She's probably higher up than the Pope now at this stage in some people's eyes, but whatever, we're going to do her proud. She's done us proud, we have to do her
and I've
proud.
Even heard remarks about a statue or a monument or some sort of plaque or dedication.
Unfortunately, the city protocol and the rules are you can't have a statue or a plaque or whatever until you're 20 years dead, so that's the rule. That's not going to happen, unfortunately. But she'd rival Molly Malone. There'd be more people looking at the Kelly statue than and they'd be only rubbing the boxing gloves in the case of Kelly's statue, but we'll see what happens anyway.
Alright Neil, talking about rubbing Kelly's boxing gloves there, but 20 years dead she has to be, as Neil Ring says, before you can erect a statue for her. Josh, you kind of mentioned it yourself and Stephen mentioned it. I mean, the inspiration this provides to the next generation.
Yeah, look, it can only be a positive, Kieran. I know it's the summer holidays and the weather is good here today, but even just the buzz of excitement around here, cars beeping, kids on their bikes asking, is Kelly back? Is Kelly back? The family, I'd say, are up to their eyes with people knocking on the door. People are shouting in their letterbox to try to get them to answer, dropping off bunches of flowers. And this is only going to continue for at least another week with all the different homecoming events that we put on. But Kieran, her win, it really puts into perspective when you hear from the local kids and how much happiness and excitement it brings to them. So I went up to Diamond Park. This is where they showed the fight on the large screen last night. There was an entertainment kind of beforehand with music, and it went on till around 11 o'clock before people made their way to where I am now on Portland Row. We'll start off with one of the girls from the Arkins Dance Academy. The group performed before the fight last night to get the crowd going. They actually won bronze at the Dance World Cup in Prague last month. 11-year-old dancer Charlie describes the scenes last night in Diamond Park.
It was crazy. Everyone was just screaming, and when she won, it was just uproar, like it was crazy. Everyone was so happy for her.
And would there be some dancers who do boxing as well?
Yeah, well, some dancers do boxing, and then like they do karate and all in the same hall.
So it's all about the skill, the talent, the dancing on your feet, the shadow boxing, everything. It all comes part of it.
Yeah, everything is just a great atmosphere.
My name's Spencer, and I'm 9 years old, and Kelly Harrington's a great boxer. I actually don't know what to say. She's too good. And that's the second time she had to win in the gold medal.
Would it encourage you to do boxing?
Yeah.
We've been friends right now. We're the same age, 34. We grew up neighbours from babies out on the street up. But just to see her, I was only, I have an 11-year-old boy. And he was asking me earlier on, and I said, did you ever box with Kelly? And I said, I remember one time she brought me up to her uncle's and she was learning me how to box, where I was a dancer. And I was like, ah, oh, Kelly, I'm not into this boxing. So I stood there dancing around while she was boxing on the bag. Like, she's absolutely incredible. We can't believe it. We're so proud of her.
And to see someone that you grew up with now on the world stage, like, around the world.
I was hysterical sobbing last night. She, and like that, just died back into work, into our friends, into our family. Like, nothing phases her.
She boxed phenomenal. She was the best fighter overall. She won it. She was really good. She kept on trying left hands and right hands.
And what do you think something like that does for the whole area, Dublin 1, inner city?
It makes everybody inspired by her, all the young kids. All the young kids are inspired by her to do boxing, and it's really good for the community.
And are you going to take up boxing?
Yeah, I am. Well, yeah, I am.
And would you like to be in the Olympics someday?
Yeah, I would.
What does it do for the local area?
It brings everyone together. That's what it does, and shows them and gives them hope. Hope for the kids.
I love that little kid. He wasn't quite, he loves Kelly Harrington. Not quite sure whether he wants to get in a boxing ring on foot of her success last night. It was brilliant. 1.7 million people watched it between TV and the RTE player, though somebody else says when you count the dodgy boxes it might be up closer to 4 million. But anyway, 1.7 million thereabouts, the official figure, which puts almost every other event and certainly every other sporting event in the country in the halfpenny place in terms of eyeballs on it. So that is the level that Kelly Harrington finds herself at in terms of her kind of public image in this country. Incredible, incredible scenes. And as soon as any detail emerges on a homecoming, we will be sure to bring it to you here on The Hard Shoulder. We've lots still to come today on the show, and we're not done at the Olympics yet. After 5 o'clock, we're going to look forward to Rashida Adeleke back on the track tonight.